This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. Miami Carnival is a celebration of the Caribbean, and it's happening this weekend. The history of Carnival in the Caribbean dates back to the emancipation of enslaved people in Trinidad and Tobago. They took to the streets to mock the masquerade balls white slave owners banned them from attending, and Carnival spread across the Caribbean islands. Here in South Florida, there are dozens of parties or fetes. And it's not just all revelry. Carnival is also an economic boost for local businesses. A cascade of chains with rhinestones drape across a model's shoulder, like beautiful armor. Lila Nicole is untangling the chains on the elaborate costume she made for Miami Carnival.
There's a bunch of pieces chained together, gemmed, all that fun stuff.
Iridescent jewels accent a turquoise bikini with an abstract floral print.
I'm a graphic designer, too, and we print our own fabrics.
The matching jewel-encrusted wire bra shimmers with pops of purple and green. Nicole is a costume designer with VH1 and BET. She also has her own swimwear line. And she's created a name for herself in the Caribbean carnival circuit, making stunning costumes for masquerade bands in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and now Miami.
Carnival has become all year round for me lately.
And that's profitable.
Average costume can cost anywhere from $350 and up, but it includes the experience. So you get a costume, you get the DJs, the bands, the open bar.
You know, folks will come and they'll see, you know, Caribbean folk having a good time, not realizing that there is an economic impact that comes with that.
Miami Carnival is now in its 35th year. John Beckford is the marketing director.
There's 60 to 70 parties, fetes as we call them, through the Monday after Carnival Day. Those parties are being held at a venue. Right? Venue, they have to pay for that. Again, economic impact.
Miami Carnival, Saturday, October 12th. It's one fets at Manawin Wood.
Leading up to Miami Carnival, there are fets and satellite events all over Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. The main event is held on the youth fairgrounds in Miami-Dade.
Mr. Killer!
About a third of the estimated 45,000 people who come to Miami for Carnival are from other states. According to the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, a lot of them come from New York and Georgia. There's also a strong showing of international travelers.
Trinidad is our number one market, and our number two market is Jamaica. And so we spent a considerable amount of effort and energies in marketing the carnival in those two markets.
Carnival makeup can be as intricate as the costumes. Bold colors, rhinestones.
Let's say your look is a mermaid or a dragon. Some makeup artists do use their airbrush to give you scales.
Makeup artist Atara Samaru is based in Cooper City. She started advertising her services on Instagram in June.
And as soon as I made the post for Miami Carnival, the money was coming in for the deposits. Within 2 weeks of me posting, I'm already booked. So, all booked up.
The boiled dumplings and the...
So I have boiled banana.
South Florida's Caribbean restaurants are also cashing in on Carnival. Donovan Thompson owns Kingston Delight in North Miami Beach. The weekend before Carnival, he's balancing his everyday customers and prepping for his busiest time of the year.
We have all the oxtails already prepped, the brown stew chicken, the curry chicken. Everything is already cut up, being stored away in big freezers.
For Carnival, Thompson hires at least 20 additional staff to help things run smoothly at his brick and mortar and on location at the festivities.
We have to have like three different guys
doing
the jerk.
I'm Nadege Green in
Miami.
Jerk
chicken, jerk pork, stuff like that. Then you have to have a master chef. And then the master chef needs like two other helpers. Trust me, it's a lot of work involved.
Thompson says when the soca music is blaring from the main stage at Miami Carnival, he won't forget to have a little fun too.